This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program. Toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So is Bidenomics really working out for everybody? Is it something that is going to be able to pull us out of these economic times? And you know what's interesting to me, folks, is that you have a lot of people out there, and they are seeing for themselves what's happening in the economy, but yet overall, even in the media, it's not really that big a deal. It's Bidenomics, yes, but we'll still see spending. But we have a report here this morning to tell you about, and that has to do with the job growth in October. So we'll tell you about that here in just a moment, and with unemployment starting to go up a little bit as well. So Bidenomics is not what it's cracked up to be. It's being used as a slogan, but folks know out there across the highways and byways that the slogan is not reality. The slogan is not real life. The slogan is just that. It's just a slogan. It's all politics. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. It is hour number two of the weekend show, of course. Welcome, everyone, around the globe and around the country and people listening on the Internet, because we've got people telling us they're checking us out on the live streams and everything, too. So, and they're listening from different places. We really appreciate that so very much. The telephone number, of course, if you'd like to call in this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, if you'd like to have links to check out the live streams for the program, by the way, and then also my social media for Facebook and X, of course, it's X. And I don't know if I'm ever going to get over that. I mean, you know, I guess if you continue to call it Twitter, Elon Musk, that is, it would still be Twitter, and it would still connotate what Twitter was and had become. And so maybe that was a genius move on his part, I suppose. But maybe, and also, what trying to come up with some other sort of catchy, you know, trendy sort of name, maybe that wasn't the right way to go either. So just X. That's it. Just X. It's very basic, very self-explanatory, very, you know, it's a variable. Just plug in X and see what happens. Okay, so once again, folks, it is the weekend program, and we're going to continue talking about Israel, of course. We're going to continue talking about some of the week's big stories. You know, Sam Bankman-Fried, he was convicted, of course, of fraud. And, you know, defrauding people out of literally millions and millions and millions of dollars, if not billions. And, of course, setting up, you know, this all had to do with the cryptocurrency, which, again, is really a mystery to me, how cryptocurrency works and why you would want it. But our good friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, who comes up right after this program, by the way, if you're listening on AM 860, The Answer, on Saturday mornings. He comes up right after this program, so you definitely want to stay tuned for the Watchdog on Wall Street. Well, he was talking about how on this program, when he comes on this show, he was talking about that the cryptocurrency you know, is sort of the safe haven or the haven, really, for, you know, laundering money and for bad actors and criminals and things like that, at least being able to hide their money and so forth. So whether or not crypto is going to take off into the mainstream, you know, there was that big push, right? If I recall correctly, I think it was in the big Super Bowl commercials. I think it was last year, the last go-around for the Super Bowl, where they had, you know, fortune favors the bold and go get cryptocurrency. This guy kind of thing, but I don't know. I'm just not that risky, I think. I don't know about you, but I don't think I'd want to put something in that could be incredibly volatile, at least from my understanding of it. And I know. There's a lot of people have crypto, and that's fine, and they can have crypto, but I'm going to have to see it run through a few different things here before I would bite on it, to be honest. Okay, so once again, welcome back to the show, everybody. Yeah, let's go ahead and take a call. I think we got line one. I think we got, this is Bob and Banning. Bob and Banning is back with us. Hello, Bob and Banning. Good morning.
Hi, Kyle. You know, the real estate in Gaza, the beachfront properties worth billions of dollars. Palestinians are poor. Someone should have gone in there instead of with billions of weapons and millions and billions in weapons to build the Ritz-Carlton and the Sheraton and to build up that Mediterranean coastline of Gaza. It is the warmest part of Israel. Israel has other beaches in Netanya near Tel Aviv, but they have winter. It gets cold. Gaza stays warm all year round like Florida. So that coastline in Gaza can be transformed into a palm tree resort paradise. The Palestinians can be cooking and be waiters and be managers. And, you know, why didn't somebody, Israel or someone, you know, all they need is money and backing and, you know, capital, and they'll earn it back. I mean, it'll be a very profitable super beach resort for people from Egypt, from Europe, from everywhere. I mean, I can imagine the Gaza Riviera and the whole place transformed instead of being killed. And, well, see, now the buildings are being bombed out. It's like clearing a site to build a super city or a town or a resort. So, okay, they're bombing the buildings. They're lousy old buildings, you know, that are no good anyway. Okay, cart the rubble away. Don't kill the people. You know, cart the rubble away and clear it. Plant palm trees. Plant grass. Make golf courses. Make hotels. Well, Ritz-Carlton Gaza.
You never know.
Sheraton Gaza.
Yeah, you never know. Bob and Banning, thanks for the call. I'll try to address it on the other side, but thanks for calling. And folks, stay right there. Bob and Banning's talking about building the Ritz-Carlton. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I'm Warren with you.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are listening to Kyle Warren, and that's me, folks. Welcome back. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. A great pleasure, of course, to be with you here on the program this morning. And first of all, I want to thank folks that are calling in here on this Saturday morning. We really appreciate it. And we really just appreciate people calling in to interact with the show, sending us the direct messages and so forth. And also this morning, I want to say a big thank you to everybody who actually helps get this show going, and these are people behind the scenes that really allow. I've got the easy part, folks. As long, you know, I by the time I get on the microphone, there are already people who having to do things behind the scenes, technically and so forth, to make sure that everything is ready to go. So thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN, by the way, that distributes our program out to our great FM and AM affiliate stations. And so, again, this is a group effort, and it's a team effort, and I always want to make sure that I let you, the listeners, know that because there are a lot of great people who make this go. And, again, my compliments. All right. So, once again, folks, now Bob and Banning on the other side of the break, the previous segment, mentioned about, and it's a good question. It's a really good question. The question being essentially, why doesn't or why didn't their, why wasn't rather their development in Gaza that would create these, you know, resort places or high-end hotels or these kinds of things because of the weather. He mentioned the weather and the pleasantness of it and so forth. Well, I think I have a basic answer to that, and that is no way does the group Hamas or their ilk or others who share their ideas, they don't want to have a prosperous place. They don't want to have a show place. They want to have something where it can continue to be called an apartheid state. See, it's all about the propaganda. And it is even more so now with the retaliation going and the war and surrounding Gaza City and moving in and destroying many of these buildings that have something to do with Hamas, basically. And Hamas, because they are such inhuman monsters, they put their headquarters in a hospital. They put their headquarters or their functional places in conjunction with kids, children, kindergartens, innocent civilians. This is their modus operandi. This is just what they do. This is in their operations book. It's just that simple. So that is a great question, though. Why haven't they done that? And I think the answer is that having something like that that would be prosperous would simply negate now the notion that Israel is bad, it's a monster, it needs to be destroyed, and so on and so forth. I think that's kind of the long and the short of it. Now, and by the way, Israel doesn't. I don't think they ever want Gaza back. To be honest, I don't know that we just don't even know exactly where this is all going to flesh out here. This war feels different than the other ones that we have witnessed over the history of modern day Israel, and there's something going on right now. And I think it was James in Clearwater who talked about the idea that people have still latched on to this hospital bombing and so forth, and that was. I think even Rashida Tlaib talked about it. She's not going to let, not going to forgive that or some such thing. I'm just sort of trying to paraphrase here. But even after it was reported that, no, this was wrong, this was reported incorrectly to begin with, people still want to run with that kind of story. Why? Because it has great propaganda value to it. It has great propaganda value. So I just don't think that they're going to ever make Gaza a show place under the current set of circumstances. That may change at some point, but I don't expect it to do that for a time. You know, even when Israel was reconstituted back in 1948, the modern-day state of Israel, and the Jews began to come back into the land, Israelis, they took many different steps to be able to make the desert bloom, basically, to become, producers, great producers of fruit and things like this. And which is sort of counterintuitive because you have this notion in your head, well, it's kind of a big desert or something, but it's not. The land of Israel, was, and just like it was, we go back to the Old Testament, right? As the children of Israel were going to go into the land of Canaan, it was basically like a land of milk and honey, and they sent the spies. They sent the spies, they're called spies, quote-unquote, just observers, really, to go in and look at the land. And they came back and they said, you can't believe this. It's unbelievable with how wonderful it all is, and so forth. And so when Israel comes back into the land, they're able to really make it literally fruitful at that point. So why doesn't Hamas want to do that? Why can't they, with their billions and billions and billions of dollars, why wouldn't they do this kind of thing? Well, again, because I think they want the people of Gaza, the Palestinian people, to simply be another cog in the propaganda machine. And I don't say this to be funny. and I don't say it to be flip, and I don't say it to be anything other than a very serious take, but they see them as being expendable. And it's just terrible. It is terrible. And, you know, Israel goes to great lengths, from what we know, to make sure that the people that are in harm's way, you know, they're told to get out. They're trying to do everything they can. But otherwise, what is the other alternative? Does Israel do nothing? And then here comes another attack that that circumvents the traditional intelligence gathering and so on and so forth. So it is a quandary, and there's just no doubt about it. I don't know that there are easy answers for any of this, but we do know this, that the Hamas terrorists who came across the border, you know, they're part of a large organization. They're part of an organization that is hell-bent to destroy Israel. And so to sit back and do nothing is, you know, again, tantamount to simply allowing them to destroy you. And I really do hope and pray, I think with everybody who's listening, we hope and pray that this can come to an end soon. I think it would come to an end maybe a little sooner if the world would turn against Hamas the way that it seems to be turning against Israel. And Hamas and their ilk, you know, Hezbollah and so on, these other, all these different groups that have this notion in their head. You know, if the world would stand as one and say, this form of violence and trying to advance your political agenda this way, we are not going to stand for it at all. Maybe this would all start coming to an end a little bit faster. At least that would be my hope and prayer. So what do you think about all this? 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number. And, of course, if you want to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send me a direct message this morning, or if you're hearing the program on replay or on a live stream or a podcast or anything like that, you can definitely send me a message, and we sure do appreciate them. We read them, and we're very happy to discuss them on the air and to hear from you, and also where you're listening from. That's also really important to us as well. You know, as our plan now is to kind of get a map and so forth and be able to put pins on the map, that's in the offing here. Once again, we're glad to hear from you, and we're glad to be strolling across your radio dial the overnights, and whatever you're doing, if you're driving a big rig, as I said, if you're whatever it is that you're doing overnight in America, we're glad that you're spending some time with us. Now, when we come back, of course, as we're heading to the bottom of the hour, we'll continue to tell you about U.S. job growth in October. Seems to be unemployment is starting to rise a little bit. And we'll also, of course, be heading into the next segment after this, after the next segment. And we'll have another great song to play, and we'll do another weather report. And we are just really rocking through the overnight hours. So stay right there. We got a lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you. USA News update. President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to a memorial near the restaurant where that shooting happened.
This tragedy opens a painful wound all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survive the trauma of gun violence.
Biden met with first responders, health care providers, and some of the families affected. Eric Trump providing testimony once more in his father's civil fraud trial in New York. The son of the former president currently addressing inquiries related to financial records of the Trump Organization. And Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. Sunday clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with the change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation have stalled in Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Right, 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning, this early Saturday morning, the weekend edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And once again, a great pleasure to be with you this morning as we always we rock and roll across your radio dial. And that's always fun. By the way, before we get started into our next story, I want to let you know that we'd like for you to join with our sister station, which is AM 930 The Answer in Sarasota, and national radio host and conservative icon Sebastian Gorka on his Great American Cigar Tour, brought to you by Todd Saylor and Wired Differently, and sponsored by Sarasota Watch Company and Midas Gold Group. It happens Monday, November 13th, at the Corona Cigar Company on North Lemon Avenue in Sarasota. We'll discuss politics and life with great cigars, plus an exclusive book signing by Todd Saylor with his new book, Your Will Be Done. That's Your Will Be Done. For details, visit theanswersarasota.com. That's theanswersarasota.com. All right, let's take a look here at this. It's a very interesting article off of Fox Business. U.S. job growth cools in October. That report came out basically yesterday on Friday. It cools in October to 150,000 while unemployment unexpectedly rises. So again, U.S. job growth slowed more than expected in October, a sign the labor market is finally softening in the face of higher interest rates, stubborn inflation, and other economic uncertainties. Employers added 150,000 jobs in October, the Labor Department said in its monthly payroll report released Friday, missing the 180,000 jobs forecast by Refinitiv economists. The unemployment rate, meanwhile, unexpectedly ticked up to 3.9%, the highest level in nearly 2 years. So, you know, and I'm not making a joke here at all, but are some people not going back to their second job? Because a lot of people, I think, have more than one job in order to try to make ends meet because of the wonderful Bidenomics, wonderful inflation, and wonderful everything that that we now have bestowed upon us because the adults are back in the room. The adults were in charge. You see, the adults weren't in charge up to this point where we had, you know, really cheap gasoline comparatively. We had plenty of oil. We had our strategic petroleum reserve. That was full. We were pretty much energy independent. Where there wasn't a war in Ukraine, there certainly wasn't a war in Israel, and on we can go. But now, see, I'm doing a Joe Biden, right? But now we have the adults in the room, right? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where that comes from. It's just all of a sudden you're going along and then suddenly you're Joe Biden. Okay. Here we go. So the unemployment rate, meanwhile, unexpectedly ticked up 3.9%, the highest level in nearly 2 years. The pickup in the jobless rate suggests that layoffs are on the rise, and a survey of households showed that a number of workers laid off rose in October by 92,000 from the previous month. Rose by 92,000, everybody. The report also contained steep downward revisions to job growth at the end of the summer. Gains for August and September were revised down by a total of 101,000 jobs to a respective 165,000 and 297,000, the government said, suggesting that the labor market, get this, folks, is weaker than it previously appeared. Okay? So again, what are we seeing happening here? We're seeing that, you know, it hasn't been rosy, but a lot of this reporting or a lot of this perception, maybe that's a better way of putting it, a lot of this perception has been pretty rosy of late. You know, I'm sorry to go back to the whisper thing, but I have to, only because when Joe Biden says, well, they're calling it Bidenomics and but here's the thing, folks, it's working, right? And that was an exact thing that he did, you know, the thing that he did at one of these, speeches and so forth. But he did. He decided to embrace it. He decided to embrace it because he could say that it's working. It's all working, and trying to counter the idea that Bidenomics is not a term of endearment. So Becky Frankiewicz, she's from Chief Commercial Officer at Manpower Group, says winter cooling is hitting the labor market. Employers and employees are hunkering down for cooler months, with hiring solid yet stabilizing. Okay, the Federal Reserve has signaled it is closely watching the report for evidence the labor market is finally cooling after more than a year of interest rate hikes. Policymakers voted this week to leave their benchmark rate unchanged for a second straight time in order to assess the cumulative impact of previous increases. Well, gee, I don't know. What do you think the previous impact of these interest rate rises are? Nobody's out there going, yeah, you know, we really got to get, you know, if we just had higher interest rates, it'll probably deal with those all inflation stuff. Because it's sort of a weird way of looking at least from my perspective, and I'm not some highfalutin economist, right? I mean, it just seems to me that if you just look back at what was happening prior to when Joe Biden came into office, pardon me, comparatively, you have the, as I ticked them off earlier, the energy independence. We've got, you know, all these kinds of things that were happening, and we had low interest rates, and things were getting better, and yes, we're coming out of COVID, but that recovery was on its way, and the, as soon as Joe Biden comes into office, then you suddenly, you stop the drilling, and you stop the Keystone XL pipeline progressing, you make sure that you make good on your campaign promise of just absolutely, you know, wrecking the U.S. Oil industry or the energy industry, and everything starts going up. Because if you order anything, or if you want to go to the store and get something, that store had to have that thing come in on a truck, a thing called a truck, right? And there's no way around that. And those things need fuel. And if they don't have fuel, or if the fuel's too high, well, then the trucking company can't deliver it to your store, and they have to raise their prices, and it just, the list goes on. And so, you know, well, let's see. We'll just start raising interest rates, and we'll just do that until kingdom come, and then we'll look back, we'll stand up, and we'll survey the damage, and we'll just see if it's damaged enough yet. Do we damage it enough yet? Do we do enough damage on this? And maybe there might be some cooling. I don't know. I just think that if we come at it from the other perspective, and that is that if you put the things in place that give you the engine to actually make it all go and drive it, and people, I don't know, start to become more prosperous, and people start to be able to do better in terms of their own commerce, whatever their product or service is, and people start spending, and people start acquiring, and the whole system kind of feeds on itself. You know, I guess I was just from this school of thought that, you know, if you set the atmosphere right, and that's one of the things government can do. I'm not talking about these ridiculous, you know, sort of what amounts to like five-year plans. They're not five-year plans, but they are, you know, government, trying to manipulate the whole thing. And that's what they're doing with the interest rates. Let's go out there. And actually, the word pain has been used. We got to make sure there's enough pain. And when there's enough pain, things will start coming down, and people won't spend so much. Ergo, we'll fix inflation. You know, it just doesn't, I don't know. Maybe I just don't have enough advanced economic degrees to understand about, you know, the pain infliction part of it, I guess. Well, if we inflict enough pain, this will put downward pressure onto the prices, and then people will start going without. And then suddenly, it'll all try to correct and all that. But I don't know. Maybe we just don't need to have pain. Maybe we need to have, I don't know, something that allows the whole thing to keep going up. I thought that was the whole point. At least that's kind of what was happening before. All right. All that to get to this, folks. We're coming back right after this. We're going to pay a couple of bills. We're going to be back. We've got the second Trucker Traveler Report and much more on the other side. Oh, and Denise Simon, too. So stay right there. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Sister used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah, how does that work? I don't know. That's Bidenomics math right there, folks. I think it's just on display, Bidenomics math. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. And there is, I think, a convergence of some sort happening here. I don't know quite how to explain it from the bumper track that brought us in and then the song that we picked for the second Trucker Traveler report. Here we go, folks. This is from, well, it's right around 1975, 76. I'm pretty sure this came out in 76. But it's Philadelphia Freedom by the same person you just heard bringing the show in. So this is for our truckers and travelers out there. Philadelphia Freedom, Elton John.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cold is right, I'd leave to find an answer on the road. I used to be a hard hold on one. For the times have changed.
Philadelphia Freedom, Elton John. That was a single, I think, back around 1976. That would be around the time of the bicentennial, of course. And it was a big deal because he was trying to break the four-minute single on radio back then, even as well. Unless it was an album rock station or something. There were no songs, really, that could go that long, more than 4 minutes at least. But at any rate, that's a cool song because it is about Philadelphia freedom, and a lot of people don't know that Elton John's lyricist, his writing partner, Bernie Taupin, actually, of course, they're both from England, but Bernie became an American citizen and loves the American West, just steeped in all this history. Just this this guy just is able to, that's why he's able to write the songs that he does. He's just a real student of history and, again, became an American citizen. And I think this might have something to do with it there about Philadelphia freedom. So it's just a cool song. All right. So let's hit our Trucker Track Traveler Report here real quick, and we're going to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. One of the things we were tracking last hour, and, of course, we're still going to be with us, and I would expect is going to be a part of the weekend here, obviously, is up in the Pacific Northwest, our friends in Seattle and Portland, Oregon, all up and down Interstate 5, about halfway through Washington from the West Coast. We still got all kinds of rain coming around Moses Lake and these different areas coming along I-90, of course, and all up and down, as I said, Interstate 5, down through Portland, Oregon, Eugene, Oregon. We've got a lot of this stuff. It seems like it's off the coast as well, and also upwards into Canada. We've got a lot of rain, a lot of snow up in those areas as well. So as this starts to come down into the northwest of the United States, I'm sure it's going to continue to get colder and so forth over the weekend. We're looking good in terms of precipitation. Otherwise, we've got still a lot of rain around Detroit, around Port Huron, down towards Toledo, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and so Huntington, Indiana. That's where we're seeing a lot of the rain right now. Rain skirting the border of New York State up there with Canada in the middle of the lake in some cases, but also just to kind of, as I said, skirting that border. A lot of rain in Montreal going on this morning. So we have that happening, and then we also have some rain that's happening in Nebraska right now. This is going to be south of North Platte, but near Lexington, and a little bit of rain and snow there in central Nebraska around Mullen and Wells. So if you're in those areas, you have that happening there. Pine Ridge, looks like that's on the other side of the border up into South Dakota. You've got a lot of snow and rain going on there right now. And we've got a lot of snow that's just west of Rapid City right now. So we're definitely seeing that happening. So as we go through this weekend, of course, we want you to be safe. This is one of the reasons we even do the Trucker Report and the Traveler Report. In the first place, we want to tell you kind of where some of these problem areas are going to be. And then also, of course, to play that song. Because it gives us a chance to make sure that everybody's sort of pumped up as we go through the overnight hours all across America right here on the program. And it's our pleasure and it's our privilege to do that as well. All right, let's head on over. We're going to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience. Good morning, Denise. How are you this weekend edition morning?
Hey, good morning. I'm all good so far.
Well, that's great. All right. Well, I tell you what, at hour number one, I believe, we got a call, and I think it was Jim in Nyack, New York, and he called up and he was asking about whether or not, you know, these rumors and so forth, or these speculations that, say, Barack Obama, for example, could ascend once again to the presidency, say, via the vice presidency. That was a really good question, and we had asked you during one of the breaks to kind of check into this for us. What is the story on somebody who could run for president again if they've already been president and serve two terms?
Well, interestingly enough, there's been some chatter on this apparently for quite some time. So Kevin Wagner wrote a piece back in June for the Palm Beach Post on this very issue. Could former President Barack Obama run for vice president? The answer to that is no. You cannot run for another office, okay?
Okay.
As president or vice president. Now, he could go be Secretary of State, or he could, you know, take a cabinet position, yes. Then the article actually goes on, in the Constitution, 22nd Amendment is what says he cannot run for president or vice president. Now, having said that, could he be assigned or chosen to be vice president if Biden eliminates Kamala Harris? The answer to that is also no. Article 2, Clause 5. So, if there were some assignments, it would necessarily, it could interestingly come to a very interesting constitutional argument. But Biden would have to run in his second term for 2 years. Then if he eliminated Kamala, he could perhaps, it's never been done before, put Obama in there. Or if something happens to Biden and Kamala ascends, she could try and choose Obama as her vice president, but constitutionally, everything says no. But that doesn't mean that the Democrats won't try.
Indeed. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Indeed. Well, Denise Simon, thank you so much, first of all, for researching that for us, because I sure hope Jim in NIAC is listening. But it's a great question, and I think you're right. They would try to put one over on everyone, at least try to just gum up the works as much as they possibly could. But hold on, Denise. We're coming up to the top of the hour break. We're going to hear our top of the hour news. And when we come back, folks, much more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.